I'm Richard Thwaites, and I'm a consultant clinical psychologist with Cumbria Partnership NHS Foundation Trust. If your depression is starting to take root, the first place I would go is to the GP, because then the GP can discuss which is the right treatment. Is it medication? Is it psychological therapies? If you're pretty sure you don't want to take medication, people can refer themselves to First Step, but I'd usually advise people to try the GP first.
Where are we with resources? Do you want more in Cumbria?
We work very closely with our commissioners at the Clinical Commissioning Group to work out what the money should be spent on, and they do a really, really good job working with us closely to think where we should spend it. But if you look at the national picture, mental health services are definitely under-resourced compared to how they should be, and even compared to physical health. But it's quite a difficult decision for people to make. Do you spend money on treatments for cancer? Do you spend them on treatments for depression? The system has a reducing amount of money in it. We need to have some very honest conversations about what we choose to spend our money on.
So you think there's certainly room for improvement?
There's room for improvement in how we fund mental health across England, but I also think there's room for improvement in services. We can always make services more efficient, more targeted. There's also things we can stop doing as well that maybe don't help people so much. So we need to get better at how we use the money. But I think we also need to start as a county talking more about mental health and being honest, because at times in Cumbria, I mean, it's definitely getting better over the last 10 years. There's been almost a stigma around talking about mental health.
So why can it be an issue to get help in Cumbria then compared to the rest of the country?
If you look at the waiting list situation across the whole country, most places have got waiting lists for mental health services. So I don't think it's any worse in Cumbria in terms of waiting, but there are certain things that make it harder to deliver services in Cumbria. We've got a population of just short of 500,000 spread out over a massive area that's almost bigger than the rest of the Northwest. So it would be easier for us to deliver services if 500,000 people were concentrating in one area. You know, that's not what Cumbria is like, and we have to work with Cumbria as it is.
Would you say that you might be feeling the pressure, though, of dealing with the majority of cases in Cumbria? Like, there isn't enough charities really around or drop-in centres that people could go to.
I mean, there are some good organisations out there, but I think in Cumbria, because of this geography, it is harder to have other kind of charitable organisations and third sector organisations in a way that you can do more easily in a big city. And I think, you know, First Step's very, very good at what it offers, but not one or two treatments work for everybody. And sometimes people like to have a choice of things that maybe haven't got quite as much evidence. And in big cities, you can do that. You can provide all sorts of things, whereas in Cumbria, it's harder for that to happen. I definitely think we should be putting pressure on the government to make sure that mental health is seen as equal in importance to physical health problems. Given that it's not a choice, we've got a duty to help people get better as well as we can to provide the right services.
Is there any kind of service where people might be able to drop in and speak to people that have went through it so they can understand each other's problems?
There are those groups out there, but it's harder in a place like Cumbria. And one of the things I think it's important for people to recognise is that psychological therapy is actually really hard work. Now, I wouldn't want to put anybody off accessing it because the evidence is so good for depression or anxiety disorders, but it involves preparing for sessions, coming to sessions. Sessions can be emotional, it can be hard work. If they're not hard work, they're probably not going to be effective.
It seems quite obvious that there's a lot of work that needs to be done in Cumbria, whether it's on awareness or resources.
I think we need to start having some quite honest conversations about what we can provide and how we can provide, given the geography of Cumbria and given the reducing amount of resources coming from the government.